Menachos, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel. So the Mishneh adds one more detail to what we had in Mishneh Beis, which was the shear of the exact dikonus that's necessary in a Korban Mincha. The Mishneh had been listing off Psulim Achshav, and the Mishneh throws in about Koimitz Yeser V'Choser. So here the Mishneh goes another detail on that before going back to the Psulim Achshav. Ribo Shamno V'Chiser Shamno. He added more shemen, a regular Korban Mincha, the standard Korban Mincha, Mincha Soilus, is an Asiris Oifa, Tenisorin of Soilus, together with a Loig for each Isorin that he's Menadiv for the Soilus. So the mixture will always be in a certain proportion. V'chis HaShamna, if he was Marbe B'Shemen, so the proportion is off, or he was mechaser b'shamna, so the proportion is off to the lower side. Either one is going to be possible. Now, a word of hasbara is in place. When you look at the Rav, the Loshen is, not that he added in a little bit more shemen so the proportion is off. Shteit v'imribo shenosen shnei lugin o yoysa lisoren. It has to be twice. That doesn't mean that the proportion has to be double the amount of shemen. There's a bazunder nekuda here that the Gemara is mechadish, and that is that if a half a loig of shemen, you have a mincha which is an isoren soilus, and it was supposed to be mixed together bowl with a loig of shemen, the loig and a half was put in, the proportion is definitely off. But the half a loig is not a problem because the half a loig is bottled to the loig. The lug shemen is the right measure. The half that's extra is bottled. Why could it be bottled? Because it's not a shear that's roi lemincha. The fact that the proportion was off is not the pastelos. The pastelos is that another measure of shemen was added in. The only measure of a shemen that's significant is another full measure of a shemen haroi liyisar and soilus, which is another loik. And that's what's going to have to be added in. Lemaisa, there's a back and forth. Take a look at the Taisyant. It's not clear what the maskon is. What we're saying is upgalant in the Rav. You're talking, the Tosfos Yontif says that the Maskon Sagmar, the Zasugah and Daf Yud Aleph, is that even a Mashuhu of Shemen, if it's Shemen that has Kedusha, that was set aside for a Korban Mincha, so then it would passel even a Mashuhu. Where would it be, even Lafi the Havamin of the Gemara that we just said, even a Mashuhu for sure passels? By Shemen of Chulin, because Shemen of Chulin is never bottled to the Shemen of Kedush. So there, even an extra amount throws the measurement off, the proportions off, that would pass. So this is the Bir Advarim and Riba Shamna v'Chisa Shamna. Chisa Levoinoso L'Chayru is the same idea. The shear of Levoina that's put in, that's Ma'akiv in the Haktoras HaKoimitz, is Meloi HaKoimitz. That's the shear of Levoina that's put together with that which is Muktar Al Gabi HaMizbech. Lemaisa Chisa Levoinoso is what's known in Chazal. Levoina comes in small pieces. The koyret is one piece. One piece. It's a hard, like a, that has a wooden texture, the levoina. And one piece, lemaisa, the Gemara learns out of a pasuk is enough. The chisa over here is not a mashu. The chisa is if it was koyret echot shel levoina, then it passes. Because the pasuk says, Ves kol halavoina she'ala mincha, kol is marba, kol shuhu. But what do you mean? The Gemara has another pasuk that chisa levoino passels. So we learn out that if there's only one piece, then it passels. Then it's not enough with koret echot shel levoino. It has to be lepochois shnei koretin shel levoino. This is the way the Rav explains the back and forth in the din. Vinishvi, these are the chisreinis of riba v'chisa in the shemen and in the levoino. Now the mincha goes back. The Mishnah goes back to Psulei Machshava. We're going to be mekatzer b'makom sheyesh laharich because we went through these in Yonim Barichus in Maseches Zvachim, and this is really, like we said, chazora to what's negeya in Korban Mincha, the Psulei Machshava. But we'll try to be mazbe the basics. Hakoymitz es hamincha lechol sheyareh bachutz. The din of pigel divides itself in a Machshava Mefagelis, which is a Machshava B'Shas, one of the four Avoidos, which are parallel to Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. Over here in the Kav Mincha, we have the Koimitz, we have the Kabbalah B'Kli Shoris, we have the Halacha L'Mizbech, and we have the Akhtar Al-Gabi HaMizbech. And those four, a Machshava Paiselis passels the carbon Mincha, the same way it does by any carbon. Shaloi L'Shma, we had that Shaloi L'Shma doesn't passel, but it is Mafkiah, the Ritzu of the carbon, except for a carbon Chatos, paralleled by a Mincha, which is a Minchas Choyte. Over here as well, the Dinim are similar, but the Machshava HaMefagelis passels. However, there are two types of Machshavas. Machshava HaMefagelis HaPoiselis, and that is a machshava where he's thinking to be makdir, to be mekayim v'achil, chutzlum koimo. Chutzlum mano is pigel gomer, and over there, the cold carbon turns into pigel, the chayovin olav koris, ala achilosa. So this is what the Mishnah is going to say. Hakoimitz is hamincha. This is the first one of the four minochas dika avoidois, that pasel, the machshava. And he does it al menas lechol shiorei b'chutz. He has a machshev as chutz, or kizayis m'shiorei b'chutz. Either the entire shirayim beyond the koimitz. The koimitz is what's mukdal agabi amizbeach. The rest of it is eaten. The koimitz is muktorim. The rest, the shirayim of the mincha, is necholim. See, his mechashiv lechol es hanecholim, that which is roi lachilo. His mechashiv to take eat it, but to eat it b'chutz. Lahakte kumtze bachutz. The koimitz is a dover heroi laktor. The machshova of a dover hanechal is bidvorim, is illegal achilo. The machshova of dvorim hanmuktorim is with illegal aktor. Lahakte kumtze bachutz, kezayis mi kumtze bachutz, michutz lebeis amigdosh. Either the koimitz or a kezayis of the koimitz. It's enough that haktora to be considered that he's mechashiv. Haktoros Levoino is also a dover hamukta, it's not a dover hanechal. The halach is, since these are all machshavas of chutz lemokoim, posel ve'im bekoros. The same mishnayis that we had in the second parak in Zvachim, legabi Zevach. However, lechol shiorei lemochor, if we're talking about a machshava where the illegal achila is thought about, and it's thought about that it's going to be a chutz lezmanoi, either the whole shirayim lamocha kizayis mishirayim lamocha or achilav kizayis lahak de kumtza lamocha, either ahak torah chutz zman. And by the way, what it says lamocha is because the zman of achilas korban mincha since kodesh kodashim is yom v'laylo. Therefore, the illegal machshavas achila is tomorrow from the morning. However, when we're talking about the haktara, what we're talking about when the Mishnah says "Kizayis mikum tzalamocher lahakte kum tzalamocher," we're talking about mocher tonight. Why? Because since the haktora over here is not just like a haktora's chalom v'murim by a carbon, which is after the ritzui, the haktora itself creates the ritzui. That's the avodah that has to be done by yoim. It's only haktora of the leftover parts of the carbon, the achilas mizbeach greda, that could be done that night, and then the zman would only be tomorrow. If he's mechashev l'moshul to be makter chalom v'murim of a korban, of a behema, tomorrow, that'll be the problem. Tonight won't be a problem, because that's the zman haktara. The zrikas hadam has to be done today, because the arba avoidos that a miratza has to be done today, and the same is true by korban minchas. Therefore, when the Mishnah says over here, l'mochor, in the reisha l'gabi achila, mochor means tomorrow morning, in the AM. Over here, when we say, mikumtza l'mochor, we're talking about tonight, as soon as it's after shkia. Pigel v'chayovin alav koros, machsheves chutz lezman, is the chomedik pigel v'chayovin alav koros. Ze haklal, kol ha-koimitz, the first avoidna, v'anoisim b'kli, which is like the Kabbalah, v'amahalech, v'amakter, the third and the fourth avoidos, lechol dover shedarke lechol, v'lahakter dover shedarke lahakter, achilas, illegal achilois, on something which is darke lechol, illegal aktoros on something which is oimid laktoro, chutzlum koimoi posel vein bekoros, however chutzlus manoi, pigul v'chayon v'alav koros, ubevad, sheyikrav hamatik mitzvosoi. There's a clause in the din of pigul, that when is pigul v'chayon v'alav koros, when the rest of the korban is brought in the way hamachshir. That means the korban is kosher, and there's a machsheves pigul shechayovin olav koros, that is pigul of chutz lezmanoi, and that's the siba peselos of the korban. Then it turns into dovish yesh bekoros. Hartzoas pigel, it's called. We discussed this musik barichus, the same tzuras hamishnayis in the second and the third parak in Tzvachim. And over there also we have the klal yikra v'anatik mitzvasoi, and over there as well the Mishnah gives the gemoyis. Over here, keitzad korav amatik mitzvasoi. What are the examples of korav amatik mitzvasoi in order to make hartzoas pigel that should be chayom and love koris? Komatz b'shtiko v'nosam b'kli. He did the kmitza properly. He put it in the kli. He was holach vehikte chutz lezmanoi. The chutz lezmanoi is the hartzoas pigel sheyesh alav koris. Oy shekomatz chutz lezmanoi. He taka had the machshava early on by the kmitza, and then he did the rest of the avoidis properly. V'nosam bekli v'holach vehikte b'shtiko. Oy shekomatz v'nosam bekli v'hilach vehikte chutz lezmanoi. He did all of them chutzas mani, so there the only paslos is chutzas mani, which makes a hatzos pigel. Zehu shekarev amatik kimitzvosoi. Mishnah Dalit is the sefer, Kate said, loy karev amatik kimitzvosoi. What would be a case where there's another zaita gasiba poiseles, which would be mafkir, the carbon from being a hatzos pigel, and then there's a shame psul outside of the shame pigel, shleyesh boi karev, so then the shame pigel is not chal. What are the cases? Komatz chutzlum koimoy. This means komatz with a machshov of chutzlum koimoy. Remember, pigel of chayovin alav koros, hatzos pigel is only machshev is chutzlum zmane and not chutzlum koimoy. Therefore, when he's mechashev b'shas hakmitza, machshev is chutzlum koimoy, it passels, but it's mafkia the hatzos pigel, now the carbon is possible vinishvi, it doesn't become pigel that has the penalty of koros. So he was komatz with a machshov of chutzlum koimoy, v'nosim b'kli v'holach v'hikte chutzlum zmane, and then he followed it up, he added insult to injury, and he added on not only machshav paiselis of chutzlum koimoy, but a machshav mefagelis. Too late, the carbon's already possible. So mail doesn't turn into pigel proper. He has the machshav which taka would make pigel, but then, the nosam bekli vihilach vihikte chutzlum koimoy, he has a machshav paiselis. So there's no hatzos pigel. Oi, shechomats vinosam bekli vihilach vihikte chutzlum koimoy. He has a machshava on all four, chutzlum koimoy, which is only paiselas, not mefageles, there's no koris. Minchas choyti and minchas knois. The two cases of a minchas choyti and minchas knois, which are minochois that become posel when there's a machshava shalai lishma. So he says, shikmats and shalai lishma. And then he followed up with a machshava and fageles of an osim b'kli v'hilich v'yikti chutzlum manon. Oy she komatz chutzlus manon. Oy, he had a machshavim fagelis, but then he followed it up. V'nosam b'kli v'hilech v'hikta shalai lishmon. He had a machshav apoiseles. Remember that since a machshav apoiseles, that takes away the hatzos pigel. The final case, oy she komatz v'nosam b'kli v'hilech v'hikta shalai lishmon. So he followed it up with the shalai lishmon. So melo, it takes away the hatzos pigel. Zehu shalai kar v'matim mitzvos. This is the sum total of all these cases. The mission just adds a few more cases where there's a machshava peselus and a mefagelus in the same thing. Till now we had in one avoida was machshava A and another avoida was machshava B. Here we have it together. In the achilo lecho kezayis bachutz kezayis lamocham. So also the peselus messes up the mefagelus and memela there's no pigle. It's mafkia the hatzos pigle. Kezayis lamocham kezayis bachutz. Also. That's why posel v'en bekoris. Here we have something else. Kechatzi zayis bachutz u'kechatzi zayis lemochor. When there are two half kezesim, so they're mitstarif, because even though a machshava pesels could only be bechatzi, but here you have two chatzi zayisim legabi achilo. Kechatzi zayis lemochor, kechatzi zayis bachutz, they're also mitstarif. It would be a half a kezayis b'achilo. And a half a kezayis b'achtor, they would not be mitstarif. Bavur. Earlier in the Mishnayos in Zvachim. So all these cases, since it includes Mocher and Chutz, it's possible for him by Koros. The day Achelek is over here as well as in Zvachim, Zomer Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh Aklal. Im Machsheves Hazman Kodl Machsheves HaMokoim. So it was Chal, the Shem Machshava Mefageles, the Machshava HaPoiselos of Chutz Le. Mekoimoi is not Mafkia, it's not Poka Piguloi. So pigul v'chayovin alav koros. However, in machsheves hamokim kodmo l'machsheves hazman, if the machsheves hamokim is kodmo, so then it's already chal posel, and therefore the machsheves hapigul is never chal behartzos hapigul. So therefore, it's possible in bekaris. V'chomim, no. Zev is a possible in bekaris. Either way, one is mafkir, the other poka piguloi. Lecho kechatzi zayis lahakti chatzi zayis. If it's a half a machshava or a half a gezayis of achila and a half a gezayis of haktorah, so that's what we said. Kosher, the carbon is kosher gomer. She ain't achila haktorah mitzdarfin. They're not mitzdarf at all. This is really just a chazara of what we had in Zvachim, which is why we learned it quickly. We'll just add one more knetch. You look at the Gemara in Zvachim, the Flamed Aleph. We spoke it out, Pekitza and Zvachim, but we'll speak it out over here more comprehensively. Is the same way two machshavos of Chatzi Kezayis, both of them are on Achila, Mitztav, two machshavos of Kezayis. But a machshava of a Chatzi Kezayis is Bechlal not Oila, it doesn't pass through the carbon at all. What would be if he thinks a machsheves chutzlum koimoi, which is poiselus al chatzis eyes, and a machsheves chutzlus manoi on a kizayis? L'chayr, there would be a mockum to say that the carbon would be possible because the two machshavois of kizayis are mitzdarif, and now you have a machshava of poiselus of chutzlum koimoi together with the machshava of fagelus of chutzlus manoi. The reality is not that way, and the reason for this is as follows. Two machshavas each of chatzik ezayis and mitzdarf and one avoided to be called a machshava peiselas or mefagelas. However, if there's a one type of machshava peiselas of half a kezayis and one type of machshava mefagelas of a whole kezayis, the chatzik ezayis is botul klape the machshava of kezayis, and the chalois shem machshava of this carbon is hatzoras pigul, not hatzoras posel. So well, that would be an exception to this rule, but the vort is that b'chiyai gadna, we only see the machshava of the pigul being kaveya, the thought process of the carbon, that's what's chal.